This is Jim.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm well.
Jim, when you look at the Bears' defense, why do you think they've been able to force so many turnovers over the years despite some personnel changes and coaching changes?
Well, you know, they have had some personnel changes and even coaching changes this last year. But you can tell that there hasn't been a scheme change in their defense. You know, they have a lot of the same schemes as last year, very similar philosophy. I know they have a couple coaches left over from last year, John Hoke in the secondary, and even though Coach Tucker came in, they really just sort of picked up where they dropped off from, or they where they left off from last year, let me put it that way. And they've always been an opportunistic team. But it's more than that. You don't create turnovers with scheme. You create them with good players. And when you have guys like Julius Peppers and Briggs and Peanut Tillman and, you know, Jennings, you know, you got a lot of guys that are ball hawks. Got some guys that are good at stripping the ball out. Some guys are good at intercepting the ball. You really have to take care of the football against them because, you know, that's their lifeblood defensively. You know, they're the best team in the NFL at creating turnovers, and that's, you know, one of the main things in this game is we got to be able to protect the football. We can't turn it over.
From a scheme standpoint, what about it do you think lends itself to setting these players up to make those type of plays?
Yeah, again, I really don't think it's scheme. I think it's players within the scheme, players that know their jobs within the scheme. It does fit, you know, it fits their, you know, sort of unique skill set, and that's what coaching is. It's trying to put players in good position to do their job. And again, I don't think you create turnovers with scheme. You create them with good players that are well coached and know exactly what they're being asked to do within the scheme. And I think that that's what they do. They very rarely make mistakes. They're not a very complicated defense, and I don't mean that as any kind of, as anything but a compliment. But they're a very good execution defense. They very rarely make mental mistakes. They very rarely miss tackles. You know, they go out and execute very well when that happens. You know, they force the offense to execute, and they have a good chance to be able to get turnovers. I think particularly against Pittsburgh, you know, they got the lead, and that's always difficult. Anytime the Bears have a lead, their defense is especially good at creating turnovers.
Jim, when Henry Melton was healthy, what made him a challenge to prepare for and game plan for?
Just really active inside. He just had a knack for slipping around blocks. You know, he was always in on the play. He was hard to get out of the play. Some guys you can block out, and, you know, they're not an impact or not a factor in certain plays. And some guys are good against the run but not so good against the pass or vice versa. You know, he was around on every single play, and he complemented their defensive ends very well also. Luton and Julius Peppers and McClellan, you know, it was a good dynamic between those guys. He was a very good fit for their defense. Like I said, that's probably the biggest thing with coaching is, you know, trying to put players in good position, find good fits within a defense. He wouldn't have been a fit in every defense across the NFL, but he was very good fit in the Bears defense, and, you know, they're going to miss him.
For you, when you guys got Reggie, what was your vision for how he would fit in your offense?
Pretty much the way he has already. You know, we have a unique dynamic with Calvin Johnson and the attention that he gets. You know, so many times, you know, the way we scout an opponent, you know, won't be reflective of the way they actually play us because their game plan in the previous 3, 4, 5 games, whatever it is that we scout, doesn't reflect how they're going to try to handle Calvin. So there's some opportunities in there. And when we've been at our best, we have good complementary weapons. When teams devote too much resources to stopping a Calvin Johnson, Reggie can create some big plays, and that's the role that we had in mind. You know, we didn't have him last week, or the second half of the Arizona game, but when he's played the 6 quarters that he's played for us, he's had a huge impact on the game, and it's been a very good dynamic between him and Calvin. You've seen Calvin make a lot of big plays as a result also.
Jim, what stands out to you most about the way they performed under Trestman?
You know, probably avoiding negative plays on offense. They're getting rid of the ball a lot quicker. Cutler's completion percentage is up. Their sacks are way down, you know, with a whole new cast of characters up front, too. I mean, Garza's the same, but 2 rookies over on their right side, our left side. They went and signed Bushrod for the left tackle and went and got Slauson at left guard. But, you know, they're getting rid of the ball a lot quicker. You know, so I think that's evident in the change in their passing game. You know, they still have very good backs and tight ends. You know, Bennett's been a big addition for them. You know, taking care of the football, haven't turned it over a bunch. And, you know, they just haven't been in negative situations maybe the way that they have been in the past, you know, second and 18 or, you know, third and long situations. They've been managing those. And, you know, and then, you know, they have a lot less mistakes, a lot less turnovers.
Jim, how well is Izzy Adonijay fit in for you guys so far?
He's fit in very well. Yeah, I mean, you guys know him. He's a pro. You know, he can play to run. He can play to pass. He's got a lot of experience. You know, he's done a really nice job rushing field goals for us, too. But we lost Jason Jones, who was our starter last week, and Izzy had to come in and play a lot more snaps than he played in our first two games. And, you know, it was tough duty. You know, we're trying to chase RG3 all over the field and the zone stretch run that they run with Alfred Morris. I mean, it was tough duty. He went in and played really well and helped us get the win.
What makes Tillman so tough?
You know, he's got maybe a little more unique skill set for corners. You know, there's not many corners that are 6'1", 6'2", whatever it is he is. He's got long arms. He's got really good awareness. He doesn't panic on deep balls and things like that. But probably makes him unique is his ability to punch the ball out. You know, he's not just trying to make the tackle. He's also attacking the football. And he's made a couple of those plays against us. Our wide receivers, running backs, wherever he's trying to tackle, have really got to do a good job of securing the football. He also really understands their defense. He's got a lot of experience within it. He knows when he's covered and when he can take chances. And, when I guess you'd say discretion is the better part of valor. There's times that he just understands, you know, when he's protected, when he's not, when he can take a chance, when he can't. He very rarely gives anybody anything for free. You know, a lot like the rest of their defense. He's, you know, just executes well within that scheme, very few mistakes. A veteran player we have a lot of respect for.
Is there an added challenge for Broyles this week in sort of taking on a heightened role as he still kind of works back into the flow of things?
Well, that's sort of yet to be seen as we work through this week and even get to Sunday, how anybody's going to be used in the game. He was able to play about 15 to 20 plays. I think he had 17 plays last week and made three catches for 30-some yards. And that's really all he's ever done when he's gone into game for us. He's been productive. But with Nate Burleson down, you know, we're going to have to pick up the slack, whether it's Ryan Broyles or other wide receivers, our tight ends, our running backs. There's a lot of different ways we can pick that slack up. Nate was a good producer for us this year, particularly last week, made a lot of big plays. We had a lot of explosive plays on offense, and Nate had quite a few of them. And we're going to pick it up. Ryan's going to be included in that, picking it up to replace that production.
Jim, last year was obviously rough for you guys. What were the main areas where you personally have focused on creating change for this season?
You know, I think every year is different. You know, you learn from, you know, what you've gone through and what's happened and everything else. I think that, you know, a lot of our free agent acquisitions, our draft picks, were geared toward replacing guys that were injured or replacing guys that, you know, we didn't have on our team anymore. You know, I mean, Reggie Bush, we signed him, you know, probably, you know, I don't say probably, I mean, a direct relationship to losing Javid Best with the concussions. So, you know, losing Kyle Vandenbosch, Cliff Averill, being able to sign a Jason Jones, drafting a Ziggy Ansah. You know, there's just been a lot of those kind of things. We, you know, our schemes haven't changed. Offensively, defensively, you know, we have a new special teams coordinator. But our schemes really haven't changed a whole lot. So we have job descriptions that, you know, that we knew, and you know, we were able to put some players in position that, you know, that could fit those job descriptions. You know, I think that's probably the biggest thing. We played a lot of close games last year, but we were one or two plays away from winning those games. You know, we lost 12 games, and can't remember how many were by a single score. It was like 9, I think. And, you know, a bunch of those were really just one play. And our ability to get some of those players back, fill some other guys in, you know, they may be the player that makes that one play over the course of the of the game. We have a lot of confidence in our program. We have confidence in what we do. We didn't want to panic and, you know, overreact to things that happened, but we also needed to be realistic and fill some gaps and things like that. And I think our players have embraced that very well. They're resilient. They're battle-tested. We came off a tough road loss at Arizona and went into a very tough place to play in Washington and came out with a win. So, you know, we started off in our first three games. We had two on the road, you know, two teams that in our first three were playoff teams last year, and we started 2-1. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, having Chicago come in here, be back at home. It's going to be a good game. Chicago is playing very well at 3-0. An NFC North opponent, even though they said their offense is a little bit different than it's been in the past, a new special teams coordinator. You know, the players are very familiar with each other, and there probably won't be a lot of surprises in this game.
What's been your early evaluation of Kyle Long?
Just from what we've watched him this year, you know, probably like I've said, you know, three or four times with other guys, I think they've done a good job of fitting in into the role that they had in mind. You know, they drafted him for a very specific role. He fits well in that role. You know, and anytime your offensive line has only given up three sacks in three games, and all three of those are wins, I think you can, you know, your offensive line is performing at a pretty good level. And offensive line is not always about individual achievement. It's about the whole group, and one person breaking down can break the whole thing down, and one person playing well can't make up for all the other guys. So he's fit very well into that group. They've been coached well. You know, he's been run blocking well. You know, the only glitch was, you know, one of the passes hit him in the head. I think it was in the opener. It was like a little screen pass to Forte. But he's going to be a really good player for him. He's fit in very well. And, you know, the addition of both of those rookies, Mills and Long, has helped solidify that offensive line. And that's, and that's been, you know, an issue for Chicago over the last few years.
Anything else, guys?
Thanks, Jim.
See you Sunday.
Okay, guys. See you on Sunday.